I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Down the blind, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
The Roosters, they played their get-out-of-jail card against the Cronulla Sharks on Saturday night. An extremely impressive win, and there was three standout guys to me, two guys that were plastered all over social media. The first one, of course, was Sammy Walker. An incredible performance by him, especially in the last 20-odd minutes. If you didn't play him in Supercoach, it was looking like a masterstroke there. I believe he was on -4 or something. He was in all sorts, and then he exploded with about 90 minutes in the last 20 minutes of play, scoring a try himself, which was fantastic. I loved how composed he was after he scored that try too. Wasn't carrying on, he wasn't jumping up and down and celebrating. He just had his eyes on the job, which I absolutely love to see from a young guy with as much hype around him as there has been around him. I'm sort of starting to understand why his family, like Chris Walker and his father, have been so confident about this kid. He is incredibly level-headed. It looks like it hasn't got to him. And it looks like he doesn't have tickets on himself at all, which I think is amazing. And some of the tries that he set up the other night were brilliant. The one in particular that stood out for me was the pass to Daniel Tupou. Now, of course, it is a long floating ball, and he's got a bit of a sort of a touch football sort of jing to him. He sort of leaves the ground when he throws that ball, which is going to open him up for some serious contact over the next few weeks, something he needs to be aware of. But the way that he's able to drift a ball like that is extremely impressive. We see KP, he throws it that way like an absolute bullet. A lot of guys do, but it takes a lot of control to be able to throw a spiral like that. And the way that Walker does it, the most dangerous thing about his passes is the dip. It dips at the back end exactly where it needs to be each and every time. And it was perfect on that Daniel Tupou pass. You saw the winger. I mean, he thought he had him covered, you know, every day of the week, and still managed to get past him. It's because the ball was so good. Now, the ball in the air, unbelievable. His vision, great. But what I absolutely love, and what I love the most from Sam Walker, it's his patience into the line. You see young blokes come into first grade and they're a little bit rushed. It's all happening so fast. The game's moving quicker than anything they've seen before. This kid just has time. Now, the thing that stands out for me, he gets the ball off his right shoulder. He looks out. The center comes charging up, and you see him gearing up to pass it, and then he holds it back, and he lets himself go into the teeth of the defense again. Same thing he did last week. And then he doesn't play short. He looks at the options. He sees the center comes up. He sees the winger draw in just marginally, not much. I wouldn't say it was terrible defense by the winger until he got to Daniel Tupou, and he lets that ball go. Simply incredible. Knowing when to run off that play too that he scored on. He just knew that he had the numbers. He knew that Victor Radley, he'd gone into the teeth of the defense. He'd drawn those guys in, and it created the opportunity for him. He knew that with Chad Townsend going the other way, if he came off his left foot, it was going to be near impossible for Chad to get him. It's just the reality when you're defending one-on-one. Yeah, you've got to be able to body up on each other. You can't have one guy going one way, and then it just gives too much of an advantage to Sam Walker. The way that he read that, his instincts kicked in. Very impressive. Now, the next guy I'm going to talk about is, of course, Victor Radley. Now, the last man I'll talk about is Jared Rhea Hargraves, and I saw Bloke in a Bar, a number of people posting his stats, which were incredibly impressive, no doubt about it. The impact he had on that game was unbelievable. I'll talk about Jared in a minute. The other person I saw all over social media was obviously Sam Walker, and fair enough too, he was amazing. But the impact that Victor Radley had in that game was unreal. And you quite often see Jared Rhea Hargraves, the amount of metres he makes, he runs off the shoulder of Victor Radley. No one gets across the advantage line faster than Victor Radley. He is just a natural ball player who is tough as hell. I saw Andrew John say that he believes he's the best ball player in the game. And look, I wouldn't push back on that at all. He is such a natural footballer. It's not even funny. And look, I've been talking about this for 3 years. Yeah, I said a number of years ago, he's the best pure 13 in the game. And I had maybe one or two people out of 100 comments on my Instagram that would agree with me. Now it's evened up to about 50-50. People are starting to appreciate what Victor Radley is able to do. And if you just watch the game, you're not going to see it. If you watch Victor Radley when he's on the field and watch the way that the Roosters structures, they change completely. They are on the front foot the entire time Victor Radley is on the field. Then you see it. Then you see the value in this guy that I've been talking about for years. If you want to look at Supercoach scores, you won't see it. If you want to look at stats, you also won't see it. If you want to go and look at highlights, I'm sorry, it's not going to be there. He isn't a highlights guy. He's a momentum guy, and he creates momentum through slight touches. He is so hard to handle. He's like Cam Murray. As soon as he's got the ball, he runs. He finds his elbows and knees every time. He gets them on the front foot, and this is what makes him so dangerous. He's got the ability to be able to do that, and he does it regularly. But then when he takes it to the line, he holds the ball in two hands. He puts the defense in two minds every single time. They know they have to dominate that tackle with Victor Radley, or the next tackle, the Roosters are on the front foot. But the way that he offloads, and sorry, not offloading in a tackle, but offloads at the line, passes it at the line, plays into the teeth of the line, is just better than anyone. And his forwards know when Rads gets the ball, you need to be coming off his shoulder. You need to be going 110%. And Jared Rhea Hargraves did that the other day. But Victor Radley, the influence he has on this team is unbelievable. I said last year, the moment he got injured, they cannot win this premiership. They still made the top four, but then you got the finals footy, the big stage, and they just didn't stand a chance. They were in all sorts. This guy is so important to this footy team, it's not even funny. And the amount of people that have messaged me this week saying he's overrated, Tau Malolo runs for more metres, Cameron Murray plays in New South Wales, blah, 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 blah. All this, all these barstool arguments that are easy to make without actually watching the game of football, without actually addressing what Victor Radley does. Andrew Johns, the best ball player we've ever seen, an immortal of our game, has just said he's the best ball player in our game. Can we start to sit up and take some notice? I know a lot of you are, because you have me dribbling in your ear 10 times a week about this, but if you can't see it yet, that's a you problem. If you cannot see what Victor Radley brings to this Roosters side, then you are missing out on one of the true, you know, just brilliant things to watch about our game. It's the momentum that he creates with subtle ball playing, with just getting over the advantage line. He has such a huge impact. There was no shock. As soon as Cronulla scored their last try with 20 minutes to go, Victor Radley came onto the field. They scored 20 points unanswered in that time. Radley played a crucial role in every single one of these sets. Now, did he have the 3 try assists like Walker? No. Did he have the 200 metres like Rhea Hargraves? No. But if you have a look at every single half break, every single momentum winning tackle, every time they get on the front foot, who has the ball in their hand? It is Victor Radley. He does it each and every week. He is the very best at it. Don't even get me started on his defense. His defense is incredible. He can turn a game with a big tackle in an instant. Just a small fella who his technique is just perfect. I absolutely love this bloke. For me, he is the best pure lock in the game. I've been saying it for 2 years. People are starting to realize. People are starting to catch up. And I have no doubt if he is not injured, if he is injury-free come Origin, he will be playing for the Blues this year. I have no doubt about it. And I'll tell you what. Wait until this kid gets the State of Origin. He is made for it. He is just built for Origin. I cannot wait to see him there. The other man that would have been fantastic in Origin his entire career, of course, a Kiwi, Jared Rhea Hargraves. He was massive on the weekend. His second stint was just unreal. Along with Victor Radley, they really did turn the tide here. He's a guy that's been coming off the bench for the Sydney Roosters this year, which has been far from ideal from him. I'm sure, I know he wouldn't be happy about that, but the way he's responded has been unreal. 21 hit-ups the other night, 219 metres, 100 post-contact metres. Unbelievable. 219 metres in 44 minutes. It's essentially one half of football running for 200 metres, Jared Rhea Hargraves. Incredibly impressive stuff from him. He is just, he's the leader in this team. He's the leader of this forward pack. He might be coming off the bench, but as I've been saying since, you know, December or whatever, being a bench player, it isn't a downgrade anymore. It's just the way the game is played now. You need impact coming off your bench. You need experience coming off your bench. It isn't the 2000s anymore where you have a stacked forward pack then a heap of young guys that come to help occasionally. No, you need impact off your bench. You need experience coming off your bench. You need some of your best players for that middle third of the game, that 20th minute to the 60th minute, because that's where games are won and lost nowadays. That's where the momentum gets turned so quickly. Jared Rhea Hargraves came back on with Victor Radley. They had a huge impact on this game. I feel sorry for Cronulla. I do feel sorry for them. They played well enough to win. A couple of injuries here and there once again for the Sharks, which is very, very costly for them. Coach under pressure, he deserves better. He is better than what people say. I'll touch on that tomorrow with Johnny Morris, but feel sorry for the Sharks. But the Roosters, very impressive performance. Sam Walker was sensational. Victor Radley, he was unbelievable through the center third. Keep an eye on him over the next few weeks. Just when you're watching the Roosters, just watch what Victor Radley does. Just watch all the work. If you're listening to this, rolling your eyes going, what on earth is this dickhead talking about? Just watch over the next few weeks. Just watch him and no one else. The work that he does is unbelievable. The way that he gets his team on the front foot is just unreal. And of course, Jared Rhea Hargraves, an incredible performance. To get that many meters in that short amount of time in crucial minutes, absolutely massive. He came onto the field and he was the alpha straight away.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.